The Senate will come to order. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members will take their seats. Upon the invitation of Senator Malone, we have as our guest minister today Dr. Quincy Scott Jr., Dean of the Chapel at Shaw University and a former military colonel, to lead us in prayer. All members and guests in the gallery will please stand.
Let us be together with God and with one another as we pray. Eternal God, our Father, in this moment of sacred quiet, surrounded by a countless crowd of witnesses who have passed on to us a legacy of trust, which we cherish and honor, we struggle to find the prayer language suitable to express our thanksgiving for the privilege of living in a time and place where we can meet the challenge of mending political, social, economic, and even spiritual upheaval and bring healing to divisiveness, mercy to uncertainty, disturbance to complacency, and hope to despair. We lay before you, O God, these United States, our president, his administration, and all those who in leadership positions give their gifts in pursuit of a world where our natural resources are preserved, where diversity is honored, and where peace among peoples is the order of the day. In these moments, we most especially lay before you the governor and lieutenant governor of the Tar Heel State, where the blue skies, the longleaf pine, and the coastal plains serve to remind us of your creative grace and blessing. Make the work of this Senate your work, make their agenda your will, and make their laws, both old and new, evidence that you have heard the cries of your people and that you have indeed come to rescue them from oppression and restore them to a place of harmony and possibility. In these desperate times, save us from desperation and remind us, in whichever way you choose, that the real power and glory belongs to you. We pray this simple yet earnest prayer in the name of the Holy God, in whose spirit our differences are overshadowed and the miracle of joy is made new. Amen.
Thank you, Doctor, for your prayer and your presence today. Senator Basnight is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. The journal of yesterday, the 17th of February, has been examined and found to be correct. I now move that the Senate do dispense with the reading of the journal and is stand approved as written.
Without objection, the journal for February 17th stands approved as written. To my knowledge, there are no requests for leaves of absences. Our doctor and nurse of the day, our doctor of the day, is Dr. Ram A. Shapasetti from Kinston, North Carolina. Doctor, it's great to have you here today. And our nurse of the day is Nina Davis again from Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's great to have you here. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate your time and effort to be here. There are no ratification of bills. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Stevens, for what purpose do you rise?
Send forward a committee report.
Send forward your report.
Wait just 1 minute. No. Senator Stevens, for the Education and Higher Education Committee report, submits this for Senate Bill 198, unfavorable as to bill, but favorable as to committee substitute.
Calendar.
Mr. President.
For what purpose, Senator Rand, rise?
I'd like to move that the rules be suspended to end that Senate Bill 198. The short title is State Board of Education Services. That be placed on the calendar for today for consideration. There are copies to be handed out. If any member does not want to take it up today, if it'll let me know, we can do it later. But if we could get it on over to the House today, it would be of some assistance, I think.
Without objection, that'll be calendared at the end of the day.
And now, Mr. President, send forward a committee report.
Send forward your committee report.
Senator Rand, for the Committee on Rules and Operations, Senate, submits a favorable report for Senate Bill 15, session limits.
Calendar. Any further committee reports? Upon the motion of Senator Swindell of Nash, the chair is happy to extend courtesies of the gallery to Mrs. Pearl Finch of Bailey. She is the former chair of the Board of Elections in Nash County, and all those friends with her from Nash County. I was just there the other day. It's great to have you here, and thank you for coming to Raleigh and viewing your Senate in action. We will adjourn subject to the introduction of bills and resolutions. There are several of those. There are no messages from the House nor from the governor. Public bills, Senate Bill 5, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 5 is an act provided the corporation that is a manufacturer, wholesale dealer, and retail dealer of crossbows, etc.
Senator Stevens is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Maybe wondering why I'm this early in the session bringing you a bill about crossbows. The issue, though, is about economic development, as Senator Bassnight said on opening day, jobs, jobs, and jobs. We have a company willing to move to North Carolina, but for an existing law that we have. You probably don't know this, but if you buy, sell, or transfer a crossbow in the state of North Carolina today, you must have a pistol permit or be a holder of a concealed weapons permit. It's a law made back in the 90s. As a manufacturer, that would mean literally that if they made 1,000 crossbows for sale, they'd have to have 1,000 permits, one for each. This bill simply would let them have what's called a continuing permit or a master permit for all of their sales, manufacturing, retail, and so forth. The person, the customer buying a crossbow at the store would still have to have the permit from the sheriff. That does not change with this legislation. We'll discuss maybe it should at some point in the future, but with this legislation, it merely changes for a manufacturer, a wholesaler, or a retailer for a continuing permit. Does not change the requirement, again, as I said, for an individual. With that, we believe this company will move to North Carolina and bring a number of jobs with them and create and hire local people. In addition to that, pay taxes here, et cetera. So I will commend the bill to you and ask for your support. However, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, before we vote on that, I do need to send forth a perfecting amendment.
Send forth your amendment.
Clerk has it that the copies have been distributed to members.
Clerk will read.
Senator Stevens moves to amend the bill on page 1.
24.
Amend page 1 on line 24. Page 1, line 24.
Your copy says Senator, line 18.
Excuse me, Senator Stevens. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry. Your copy says line 18. It's line 24. We had to do a committee substitute yesterday. This just is a clarifying amendment to make it clear that it's plural crossbows and not one a crossbow. So I'll commend the amendment to you.
Discussion and debate on Amendment 1 to Senate Bill 5. Hearing none, all those in favor of Amendment 1 to Senate Bill 5 vote yes. Those opposed vote no. 5 seconds is allowed for the voting. The clerk will record the vote. Having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Amendment 1 to Senate Bill 5 passes. Now, further discussion and debate on Senate Bill 5 as amended. Hearing none, all those in favor of Senate Bill 5 as amended vote aye. Those opposed vote no. 5 seconds will be allowed for the voting. The clerk will record the vote. So hold on just a minute. I've got to clear the machine. Okay, the machine's been cleared. All those... Wait a minute. You read, Janet? Okay. The question before the Senate is the passage of Senate Bill 5 as amended. All those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, no. 5 seconds will be allowed for the voting, and the clerk will record the vote. Forty-nine having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative, Senate Bill 5 is amended, passes its second reading, is now before the Senate. Okay. Okay, before we go to third, Senator Rouser, for what purpose do you rise?
To record my vote, Mr. President. My good colleague here on my right distracted me.
He's bad about doing that. How do you want your vote recorded?
I'd vote an aye.
Okay, without objection, Senator Rouser has reported his voting aye on the second reading. The bill is now before us on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 5 as amended passes its third reading and will be sent to the House. The bill will be engrossed and sent to the House. Notices and announcements. Excuse me, wait a minute. Which bill is that? Okay. 198? Okay. Senate Bill 198 is before us. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 198 is an act to modify the restrictions on service on the State Board of Education.
Mr. President.
For what purpose does Senator Stevens rise?
To debate the bill. To debate the bill.
You have the floor.
Thank you, sir. This is the bill that came out of Education, Higher Education Committee this morning. Many of you were there for that. Current state law limits to just one person, a member of the State Board of Education who is paid by state or local school funds. As you may know, the governor has intended to appoint a new person to be the CEO of the school system and chairman of the board of education. He is paid by and will be paid by local and then state funds. Because we already have one person on that board in that capacity, this bill simply lets there be two. Second part of the bill, there is a criminal statute, GS 14-234, that says you can't be on a board that gives you a contract. This exempts this particular person for that particular board only from that criminal statute. This will allow, if passed by the General Assembly, signed by the governor, this to go forward, and the governor is hoping this new chairman can be at the first meeting in March. That's why the timeliness of the bill, and I appreciate your indulgence and let it be considered today so we can get over to the House and they can get it adopted, hopefully, and the process can go on for her appointments. Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate your support.
Discussion and debate on Senate Bill 198. Hearing none, all those in favor of Senate Bill 198 will vote aye. All opposed, no. 5 seconds will be allowed for the voting, and the clerk will record the vote. Forty-nine having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative, Senate Bill 198 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
The question before the body is the passage of Senate Bill 198 on its third reading. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 198 passes its third reading and will be sent to the House.
Mr. President.
For what purpose does Senator Stevens arise?
Can I ask that be sent over by special messenger?
Without objection, be sent by special messenger.
Mr. President.
For what purpose does Senator Rand arise?
To announce two referrals.
You have the floor.
Senate Bill 58, State Health Plan for Hendersonville, has been held. That is referred to the Select Committee on Employee Hospital and Medical Benefits. And Senate Bill 77, Town of Hobgood, State Health Plan, has been held. It's referred to the Select Committee on Employee Hospital and Medical Benefits.
Thank you. Notices and announcements. What purpose does Senator Apodaca rise?
Moment of personal privilege.
Let me check first, make sure there's no notices and announcements. Okay. Senator Apodaca has the floor for personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've been gone the last couple of weeks with a family matter out in West Texas, and it's been incredible, the outpouring of my family here in Raleigh. And my family in Texas even noticed, and they would ask when I received a phone call or a message, just out of curiosity, was that a Democrat or a Republican? And even though it was pretty well split, and I said, you know, when we walk in the chamber, we may debate and argue like a family, but generally when we walk out of here, we're all one family. And from my family in Texas to my family here, thank you for everything, each and every one of you. We felt the prayers. Dad came home on Sunday, seems to be recuperating well. He's very cranky, very similar to Senator Rand. They have a lot of qualities. And Senator Purcell, I want to share this with you. Many people have asked me if my father smoked, and I'm proud to say he didn't, but he did everything else that's bad for a heart. So thank you.
Any further business to come before the Senate? If not, the chair recognizes Senator Basnight for a motion.
Julian.
Mr. President, a moment of personal privilege.
Senator Bozeman, for what purpose do you rise?
Moment of personal privilege.
Senator is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last night I was home in Wilmington and got a phone call at 2 a.m., which we all know is never a good thing. For the first time in over 30 years, we had an officer killed while on duty. Officer Rich Matthews was going to assist another officer who was chasing down a drug dealer and was killed when his car went out of control. And I just ask that your thoughts and prayers be with Officer Matthews and his family.
Senator Bozeman, give me the name of the officer again.
Richard Matthews.
Richard Matthews. Chair would recognize Senator Basnight for a motion. I would suggest we adjourn in honor of Officer Matthews. Senator Rouser, for what purpose do you rise?
Point of personal privilege, please.
Senator has the floor.
I have just learned that our distinguished and good colleague from Cabarrus County, his birthday apparently was on Sunday, February the 15th, Senator Fletcher. He turned 29. I'm not sure which anniversary of 29 that is, but congratulations on your birthday. Thank you.
Any further business to come before the Senate? Senator Basnight is recognized for a motion.
If I may, I believe we should thank Senator Bingham for taking Fletcher out for dinner on his birthday, even though Fletcher had to pay. I now move that the Senate do adjourn to reconvene tomorrow, Thursday, the 19th of February at 11 a.m., subject to the introduction of bills.
I will say
that. And in memory of Matthew, the officer. Officer Matthew.
I will say I doubt those hot dogs cost a whole lot. But the motion is that the Senate now adjourn, subject to introduction of bills and resolutions, to reconvene Thursday, February 19th at 11 a.m., seconded by Senator Doug Berger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate stands adjourned.
Introduction of bills. Senate Bill 184, introduced by Senator Brunstetter, to act to authorize the Division of Motor Vehicles to produce a JC special registration plate for the North Carolina JCs, goes to finance. Senate Bill 185, Senator Malone, an act to appropriate additional funds for the Home and Community Care Block Grant, goes to appropriations and base budget. Senate Bill 186 is the Senate resolution from Senator Malone to establish procedure for nominating elected members of the Board of Governors of University Education and Higher Education. Senate Bill 187, also by Senator Malone, would appropriate funds to the Division of Public Health, Department of Health and Human Services, to purchase additional mobile dental units. That goes to appropriations and base budget as well. Senate Bill 188 from Senator Malone, to direct the Division of Medical Assistance to collaborate with the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and East Carolina's University Schools of Dentistry and current special care dental providers to examine dental care options. That goes to health care. Senate Bill 189 from Senator Malone, an act to appropriate funds to enact a pilot program to assess proposed improvements to the Adult Protective Service statutes, appropriations and base budget. Senate Bill 190 from Senator Malone, an act to appropriate funds to the Division of Aging for Project CARE, which provides support for individuals with dementia and their caregivers, and that goes to appropriations and base budget as well. Senate Bill 191 from Senator Malone, an act to appropriate additional funds for certified senior centers, appropriations and base budget. Senate Bill 192 from Senator Malone, an act to direct the Division of Aging and Adult Services to analyze and report on the experience of the Division's pilot program on medication safety in adult care homes, and that goes to health care. Senate Bill 193 from Senator Malone to direct Division of Health Services and to review recommendations from the Disability and Elderly Emergency Management Task Force, and that goes to health care. Senate Bill 194 from Senator Malone, an act to appropriate funds to the State Adult Daycare Fund and to the Home and Community Care Block Grant, and that goes to appropriations and base budget. Senate Bill 195 from Senator Malone, an act to direct the University of North Carolina Institute of Aging to take a leadership role in helping North Carolina prepare for increased numbers of older adults, and that goes to health care. Senate Bill 196 from Senator Malone to direct the Division of Health Services to assemble a work group to develop strategies to address issues of mixed populations in adult care homes, and that goes to health care. Senate Bill 197 from Senator Davis and the town of Winterville to the towns that may regulate golf carts, state and local government. Senate Bill 199 from Senator Hoyle to provide for humane euthanasia of animals and animal shelters goes to J1. Senate Bill 200 from Senator Jenkins, an act to make various finance law changes, goes to finance. Senate Bill 201 from Senator Guru relates to the 32nd Senatorial District, goes to rules. Senate Bill 202 from Senator Guru to make base budget appropriations for current operations, etc., appropriations and base budget. Senate Bill 203 from Senator Berger Franklin to require the Division of Motor Vehicles to issue a special identification card to individuals that have a valid driver's license that is revoked based on administrative decision regarding medical disqualification. That would go to transportation. Senate Bill 204 from Senator Purcell to enable retirees of the Teachers and State Employees Retirement System to return to employment as nursing instructors. Pensions, retirement, and aging. Senate Bill 205 from Senator Purcell, an act to prohibit smoking in public places and places of employment, goes to J1. Senate Bill 205, introduced by Senator Rand, to appropriate funds for kids voting, appropriations, and base budget. Senate Bill 207, beg your pardon? Excuse me. Thank you. Senate Bill 207 from Senator Albertson to provide that in the case of Duplin County, if the board consists of an even number of members, the chair of the Board of Education or County Board of Commissioners may vote only in the case of a tie, goes to state and local government. Senate Bill 208 from Senator Dorsett, an act to direct legislative and drafting offices and state agencies to use certain respectful reference to people with disabilities in preparation of legislation and rules, and that goes to the Committee on Rules. Senate Bill 209 from Senator Albertson relates to the 10th Senatorial District, and that goes to Rules. Senate Bill 210 from Senator Allrand would authorize DMV to issue a Choose Life special license plate, goes to Finance. Senate Bill 211 from Senator Preston, an act relating to the 2nd Senatorial District, and that goes to Rules.